great start to our morning this morning with our gathering music. We thank everybody that's been participating in that. But welcome to Faith Community United Methodist Church. It's great to be with you on this fourth Sunday of Advent. We've been on this journey for the past 4 weeks. Last week we didn't get to meet, so we're having an extra special time today. Hopefully you are able to bring yourself into the worship through all the music that's going to be presented to you today, and knowing that the Lord loves us all. There are a few announcements we want to get through just real quickly. There is caroling tonight. If you want to join caroling, we're just going to go to our neighbors and King. There's going to be, so come at, I think it's 3 o'clock. We'll be ready to go from here. Blood drive is tomorrow. Make sure that if you're signed up for that to come, and if you haven't yet, you can still come tomorrow between 2 and 6. Of course, our candlelight service, Christmas Eve is Wednesday night. Come early, 8:30. There will be music starting, so come a little bit earlier than that so you can enjoy it all. And then the service starts at 9, and we will celebrate together. Just remember, the office will be closed Thursday and Friday this week as we celebrate the Christmas holiday. And we have one announcement from Chad.
Good morning and Merry Christmas to everybody. I'm Chad Mossing. I'm the chair of the SBRC Staff Parish Relations Committee. I have a couple of announcements. First is, if you're a member of SBRC, if you could meet, we're going to meet very shortly after the service in the library, quickly. Second one is Crystal, our custodian. She's recouping from shoulder surgery, but she's going to be probably out for another month. But keep her in your prayers. And then my last announcement, and this is kind of one of the reasons why I'm coming up here. I'm excited to make this announcement for us. I don't know if you knew this or not, but some of you are aware that we've been searching for a director of outreach, and searching probably off and on for someone that fills this description probably for 3 years. And those searches, although we've worked hard at it, really have not borne fruit. And in that process, we heard a proposal at SBRC, and I presented a proposal to Ad Board from Suzanne Bandy and her consulting services, Rubber Band Creations. We're in that process, and just being around Suzanne for a couple of years, I knew and we knew that she has the strengths and the skill sets to really fulfill a lot of those capacities of outreach, congressional outreach, and community outreach. So, we are partnering with Suzanne, and she's going to be a consultant for us in this coming year, primarily focused on and community outreach, and doing some really positive things as we continue to grow and we grow this church together, with the idea of building capacity within our church, but also continuing that search and maybe passing on this role to a strong candidate in the future. So a lot of cool things going on there. We wanted to make you aware of that, because that partnership is going to start in January. And that's it. Thanks.
Thanks, Chad. All right, with that, let us prepare for worship day and really take this all in, all the words that are spoken and the sounds that come for you, and worship along with everything that is going on today. Now we'll have time for our prelude.
Thank you. Throughout our journey this season, we have come face to face with the scandal of Advent. Mary, the unmarried mother, God incarnate growing in Mary's womb as a vulnerable baby, Joseph contemplating leaving Mary because of her pregnancy, God's love at work in ways that society and propriety could not understand, God calling Mary and Joseph to faithfulness despite the fear of disgrace.
With Mary and Joseph, we choose to wait, watch, and listen for the way of love instead of responding in fear to the world's judgments.
We light this candle of love as a sign of our faithfulness as we seek, find, and follow Emmanuel, God with us.
Come to the children of God.
Please rise as you are able for our opening hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem, hymn number 230 in our hymnal. You may be seated. And thank you, congregation, choir, and band, and everybody. That was awesome. Please join with me in opening prayer, found in your bulletin. In this season of love, hope, and family, grant us joy and peace this day. You offered signs to Joseph and Mary long ago, signs that their son would be the Messiah, Emmanuel. May your light shine on us here that we might understand the signs in our lives. We come with open hearts and minds to hear of your love coming into the world. We come to hear of a young woman with child, a foster father with trust in God, a match you made in heaven to shepherd a tiny boy to his destiny. Holy God, show us your peace as we make ready for your light in the world. Amen.
Must I walk this path alone?
Thank you, Pam and Carol. Please rise as you are able and join together for hymn number 203, Hail to the Lord's Anointed. Be seated. Thank you.
fist.
Issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. So everyone went to his own town to register.
Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and lineage of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, a time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Tears are falling, hearts are breaking. How we wish we would have known. You have been missed, I've been waiting. Welcome to the world. Welcome to the world. Hope that you don't mind our manger. How I wish we would have known. Long awaited, holy stranger, make yourself at home. Please make yourself at home. Bring your peace into our violence. Bid our hungry souls be filled. Word of breaking, heaven's silence. Welcome to our world. Welcome to our world. Fragile fingers sent to heal us. Prepared for thorns, tiny heart whose blood will save us, unto us is born, unto us is born. So wrap your injured flesh around you, breathe our air and walk our soul. Rob our sin and make us holy, perfect Son of God. Welcome to our world. Welcome to our world.
It's been a good start, don't you think? Everything's been just wonderful. And now comes to our time when we can give back. As the church, we are here to be the light to our community in many ways. And we do that through being the church, through our offerings, and of not just bringing our offerings into the church and giving our money and our time and our resources, but it's giving it back to our community and sharing that with the world. Also remember that during Advent and Christmas, we are receiving an offering for our commitment to our Mongolian mission in the United Methodist Church. We're partnering with that, and also for our benevolence fund as we help people each and every week throughout our own community. So we're doing both global and local in our receiving during this time. Ushers, would you please wait upon us? Please join in the prayer of dedication. Lord of heaven, accept these gifts from our hearts that they may fulfill the purposes of your people. As Christ's light shines upon us, we rejoice in the opportunity to share our abundance with others. Bless these offerings to the Christ child and to our resurrected Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, Bell Choir. And please rise with me for our gospel reading. I get to read this twice this holiday season. We always read this on Christmas Eve as well. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in the manger, because there was no place in the guest room. The word of God for the people of God. You may be seated.
Well, friends, we have been traveling throughout Advent following Adam Hamilton's book, The Journey, to and from the places which have become known to the world through these biblical stories regarding Jesus' birth. We first stopped in a small town of no significance called Nazareth because God chose to invite a young girl of no status to be the mother of a child, be the Son of the Most High. Her invitation came through God's messenger Gabriel, who told her that her pregnancy would occur by the miraculous power of the Holy Spirit, but before she would be wed to her fiancé Joseph. Bewildered by how this could be, she was assured that anything was possible with God. She humbly accepted the invitation. Unsure of who to confide with regarding her calling and God's work of salvation, she remembered the angel's reference to her barren cousin Elizabeth being pregnant by God's intercession, affirming that anything was possible with God. Elizabeth would understand her calling. Mary then took us to Elizabeth and Zechariah the priest's home, a few miles from Jerusalem and Bethlehem, which was a challenging 10-day journey through the hill country of Judea. With her simple greeting upon her arrival, Mary's voice triggered the Holy Spirit coming upon Elizabeth, filling her and her child, John the Baptist, with the Spirit's prophetic voice to declare Mary and the world and to the world that Mary's child was indeed the Son of God. Elizabeth witnessed Mary's blessing of being chosen in this work of salvation and rejoiced that Mary accepted her role in that work, which gave Elizabeth confidence then to fulfill her role in bearing her son, who would prepare the way for Jesus to complete his role in the work of salvation. Mary, affirmed by this blessing bestowed upon her, then sang out with joy in the Lord, who would fulfill the promises made to the people of God, restoring justice and peace as only God could accomplish. And while Mary resided at Elizabeth's home, it is believed that Joseph visited her, being only a few miles away from his home in Bethlehem. Mary shared her news, but instead of rejoicing with Mary, Joseph returned home to Bethlehem, determined to divorce her. But Joseph of Bethlehem's role was significant in this work of salvation, just as it was for the little town of Bethlehem. We then followed Joseph to Bethlehem, recalling the great history that took place in this town with several patriarchs and matriarchs of the Israelite people gracing this land, even before King David's popularity and legacy established Bethlehem as one of the most well-known small towns of the region. And then through the prophets, it was revealed that the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed one of God who would save the people of God, would come from the family line of David to be born in Bethlehem. And it was here in Bethlehem that Joseph planned to divorce Mary. But God came to Joseph in a dream through Gabriel, God's messenger. Gabriel affirmed Mary's news was trustworthy and that it was through their marriage, Mary's son, who Joseph would name Jesus, which means God says would inherit Joseph's family name and his heritage, which was in the line of King David. Joseph responded to the Lord's messenger and accepted his role in the work of salvation and took Mary back to Nazareth to marry her and prepare for the baby Jesus' arrival. Then after several months in Nazareth, where they had an unorthodox wedding, established their living arrangements and worked through the logistics of having a child together, their life was disrupted. That's where Luke wrote, "In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee in Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was a descendant from the house of David, and he went to be registered with Mary. But make no mistake, this trip from Nazareth to Bethlehem wasn't in Mary and Joseph's plans. They did not want to go, but they had no choice. Hamilton, in his book, wrote, "Palestine, the Holy Land, was at that time an occupied territory of the Roman Empire. The people within the borders were not free. They did what the Romans told them to do." So they went from Nazareth to Bethlehem for fear of their life and the life of their child. While doing their best to fulfill their role in salvation history in response to God's call in their lives, the emperor, following his own desires for his purposes, forced Joseph to take Mary on this uncomfortable trip, along with many others whose lives were disrupted by human decisions. What do we learn from this unplanned trip? Following the Lord's call isn't free of disruption and discomfort. First, just to be clear, we all are called by God to join the work of salvation. What that is for each of us may be different, but all who call on the name of Jesus are in mission and ministry to all the world on Jesus' behalf. And second, we all should be expecting our work to be challenged, diverted, and deterred by outside and inside sources just as much as we should expect encouragement and support. Joseph and Mary, they didn't lose hope in their work, and they went. Mary and Joseph, with several others, responded to the emperor's census demand and traveled together on a route through Israel, which God had traveled with their ancestors on many occasions before. In this case, God literally traveled with Mary and Joseph, with Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, residing in Mary's womb. Even as Joseph and Mary were questioning how God could allow this to happen to them at such an inopportune time, the Lord was demonstrating to the world that nothing can thwart God's work of salvation. God doesn't only choose to work through the powerless and the humble, God fulfills his purposes despite the powerful. So what we also see from this unwanted trip is God's work of salvation will not be deterred. Our confidence to follow the Lord's call on our lives should be bolstered by this truth. The work of salvation that has been given to us, the church, will continue regardless of what works against us. So let's stand up to any opposition, including our own self-declared limitations, to stay the course and travel with Jesus to accomplish his purposes. Mary and Joseph made the trip from Nazareth to Bethlehem that changed the trajectory of the world forever. They fulfilled their roles. Now it is our turn. Our turn to follow through on our vows we made in our baptisms, to trust completely in the will and ways of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, and sharing the good news of salvation in him that brings justice and peace to the world. So let's accept our call, even though it comes with disruption and discomfort, always knowing that God's work of salvation will not be deterred. Amen.
Thank you. Please stand for our closing hymn, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
Let's give a huge round of applause to everything that's been going on today. Thanks to all the musicians and everybody joining us. We appreciate it. It really filled our time with joy as we are experiencing this beautiful time of the year. And may we all know that we all have a call. We all have a voice to share this news to the world. Let's not be shy about it. Let's share the joy that we have within our hearts. There's gifts for everyone, from the youth and children that's out there. They'll be out there to help you get those. And there's also from the Girl Scouts, there's angels and a little prayer card. Those are out there as well for all of you. Now go in peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.